I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. There's something in West Virginia's streams and rivers you may have never noticed, or if you did, you probably didn't realize just how important it is to our ecosystem. I'm talking about freshwater mussels, and there's plenty to talk about. We'll delve into the subject right after this. There are plenty of mussels in our West Virginia waters, and Janet Clayton out of the DNR's Elkins Operations Center is one who keeps tabs on them.
Well, we've got 63 species statewide. We have 9 federally endangered species, and we're doing everything from surveys and monitoring and restoration, all kinds of good things.
Why so much attention to the mussel? Well, a couple of reasons. First, they are way more efficient at cleaning up water contamination than we could ever hope to be.
One mussel can filter about 5 gallons of water a day. That's a lot of water when you add up, you know, you got 1,000 or 2,000 or 1 million mussels in an area, that can filter a lot of water. So it's cleaning all those contaminants out before water treatment facilities ever get to it.
And secondly, if mussel numbers are low, it's a pretty good first sign you got a problem.
People like to go swimming. You know, they help keep our streams cleaner so that, you know, less potential for us to get something out of the water. You know, if the mussels can't live there, you know, I wouldn't want to be drinking the water. I wouldn't want to be swimming in it. You know, if the mussels can't live there, then there's something wrong.
And sadly, there are places in West Virginia where the mussels can't live.
Unfortunately, many of our smaller streams are losing their mussel populations. Our bigger streams, the Ohio, the Kanawha, the Little Kanawha, you know, our bigger streams are still maintaining some of their mussel populations, but the smaller streams are losing them. Even the Elk River's having problems. We're losing some. We haven't seen reproduction in mussels downstream of Sutton Dam in almost 15 years now.
Now, you've probably never seen them because they're equally effective at hiding as they are at cleaning up a mess.
Most people see them when they're dead. So when the shell is laying up on the surface, open, so you see the light there, anywhere from white to deep purple on the inside. That's the nacre or mother of pearl. So they see the big mussel laying on the surface. That's typically when they're dead. There are some species that actually come up out of the substrate and lay on the surface when they're in spawning mode. But most mussels can live, they live almost completely buried in the substrate. You might only see two little siphon holes at the stream, on the stream bottom.
Mussels, a key part of our aquatic ecosystem. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.